Win stacks of cash by entering the 150K Crack the Code giveaway, brought to you by your local paper, now through July 14th. Look for the code on page A2. Then visit 150kgiveaway.com and submit your entry. You could win the grand prize of $100,000. Grab the paper every day. Get the code on page 2A and improve your chances to win tons of weekly cash prizes. Visit 150kgiveaway.com for details.
From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. Last week, the Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled that a petition effort to put Medicaid expansion on a statewide ballot next year can continue. That decision increases pressure on Governor Kevin Stitt and Republican legislators, who opposed the ballot language, but have vowed to form their own Plan B. Stitt vowed this year to present Oklahomans with an alternative health care plan, but has not yet shared any details. Carmen Foreman covers the state capitol for the Oklahoman and recently wrote about that new pressure on lawmakers. And Carmen, I guess it's not a new pressure, it's just the pressure has kind of increased a level or two given the fact that this petition is moving forward.
Yeah, the pressure is building on them. This pressure has sort of been around. Certainly it was here this legislative session when there was talk of a ballot initiative. But now that, the supporters of Medicaid expansion could be collecting signatures as soon as next month, per se, to put this on the ballot, pressure is mounting very quickly for the governor and the legislature to do something else if they don't want to see this ballot measure get on the ballot and then potentially pass.
And most Republican lawmakers, especially here in Oklahoma, have long been against Medicaid expansion, part of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. With Obama no longer being in the White House, some of that sentiment has maybe died down a little bit. And this year, we did see some Republican lawmakers maybe try to work for a type of expansion, but it obviously didn't get much didn't make much progress.
Yeah, it didn't work out. And I think part of the reason it didn't work out this year is because Governor Kevin Stitt wasn't prepared to tackle that within the first few months of taking office. And healthcare policy is one of the most complicated types of policy out there. And a lot of these lawmakers have been in the state legislature for years, maybe even since the Affordable Care Act initially passed. And so they may have a better idea of how all these things work and how Medicaid expansion could work or how work requirements or applying for a waiver from the federal government would work. But, Kevin Stitt is still very green. And so I think that's why he kind of said, we'll have something to present in the fall. And that, he plans to work with the legislature, and together they'll form their own alternative plan.
But is it too little too late? I mean, if Oklahomans are going to be faced with a clean expansion of Medicaid that would seemingly cover more people than what a Plan B could be, and I don't know what that plan will be, so I'm not sure. But what can the governor and lawmakers offer next year that might be more enticing, do you think?
Yeah, I had this thought over the weekend, and this isn't really in the story, but, let's assume that they do come up with a Plan B and they do get the majority support of the legislature to pass a Plan B. I think the only way to really rival this ballot measure, because, we could go into a whole hypothetical situation of like, all right, well, if they pass their Plan B through the legislature, well, the ballot measure is still moving forward and voters could still pass the ballot measure. Anyways, I was just kind of thinking, what if they pass this Plan B plan and they put that on the ballot as well as the Medicaid expansion, the straight Medicaid expansion, that might be the best way to head off.
Yeah.
But like you said, it is a little too late. At this point, they're reacting. They're not, mm-hmm. They're not ahead of the game.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. This is going to be reactive, whatever they do. If they would have got something done this session, it would have been a little bit proactive. Now, we should mention this last week, the episode of the Political State podcast, of which you were on, we kind of dived in a little deeper into kind of what the governor and the legislature may be facing next year related to Medicaid expansion. But even though it seems like support for expansion is kind of growing in Oklahoma, it's still a pretty Republican state. And I don't feel like it's that much of a stretch to believe that a popular Republican governor could propose a plan that he says is better, is more conservative than what a straight expansion plan would be. So I don't know that a plan B is dead on arrival.
Yeah, agreed. I think he definitely has a lot of sway with the people here. I think there's a lot of, you have to take into consideration like the factions within the legislature and within the Republican Party in the legislature. So you have your extreme conservatives who are never going to vote for any sort of Medicaid expansion initiative, no matter what you call it. You call it an Oklahoma plan or whatever else. You have some more moderates, or you have some rural Republicans that, you know, see rural hospitals struggling amidst not having enough money to keep them open, that might be convinced by a Oklahoma plan, but it would have to be the right plan. I think it's going to be hard to get something through the legislature in one legislative session. And I have no doubt that the governor could sell it with the people, you know, the voters in the state. He's very good at that. He certainly made his case to be elected governor, but making his case to the legislature, that's a whole nother beast.
Yeah. And as you wisely said in your story, I mean, the Supreme Court ruling really kind of solidifies what will be a major political theme and storyline next year. Even in down ballot races, this Medicaid expansion will be a topic to discuss. Well, finally, coincidentally or not coincidentally, the governor named a member of his team that's going to tackle healthcare for him last week, right after the Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah. Not a coincidence, I would guess. I mean, maybe. But he tapped Carter Kimball, who has a long, like a decade plus of experience in working in healthcare. And what Senator Greg McCourtney told me, he was one of those who sort of came up with his own type of Medicaid expansion plan to introduced in the legislature this year. It didn't go anywhere. But he basically said that Carter Kimball is one of the brightest minds in the state on this issue. And so Carter is going to be the person who is tasked with basically developing the governor's plan, or the governor and the legislature's plan that they're going to push out publicly and all get behind.
Yeah. Well, the one thing we do know is it looks like there's going to be, if they can get the signatures, there's going to be a statewide vote on Medicaid expansion next year. And it also seems like Republican lawmakers are going to be working on their own plan, which several years ago would have been hard to imagine. So it'll be interesting to watch where this goes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carmen.
No problem.